Hello. This is my Advent diary for December the 14th, 2018. Today is Friday in the second week of Advent. This is a reading from the seventh chapter of Isaiah. Hear then, O house of David. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. When Christians read this verse of Scripture, our imaginations are immediately drawn to the story of the birth of Jesus. And why not? As the Gospel of Matthew narrates the story of Jesus' birth, Isaiah 7:14 is the text quoted by the angel of the Lord. The angel appears to a confused Joseph in a dream to explain the bizarre set of circumstances surrounding Joseph's betrothed, Mary. Clearly, for some portions of the early church, the word from Isaiah to King Ahaz hundreds of years earlier was predictive of the advent of Messiah in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. Interestingly enough, though, when read in its context, Isaiah's oracle to Ahaz is not a particularly comforting one. The birth of Emmanuel, which literally means God with us, will not usher in a time of peace, but of desolation. The coming of God with us will signify the fulfillment of God's judgment upon Judah and the surrounding kingdoms and empires. By the time God with us is old enough to, quote, know how to refuse the evil and choose the good, end quote, the decimation of Judah will be complete. According to Isaiah 7, verse 24b, all the lands will be briars and thorns. What are 21st century Christians to make of a first century disciple's selective quoting of a text written centuries before? Does Isaiah 7:14 actually refer to Jesus? Or does it only relate to some unknown child who was born shortly before the death of the kingdom of Judah? However we understand this cryptic sign, God with us is not simply the sentimental vision of a cuddly infant in the arms of his mother. God with us is not divine permission for business as usual. God with us is the birth of a new world and the death knell of the old. God with us marks the overthrow of human kingdoms and the advent of the reign of God. God with us is at once a terrifying comfort and a comforting terror. O come, Emmanuel. Oh, really? Let us pray. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.